See, so many problems I have with myself. How can I live? How can I live when you hate yourself so much and you're criticizing yourself for every single thing you say? Why? Uplift, bitch, uplift. Okay, I just realized that I need to scream because I have no clue why it doesn't pick up my voice. As in, I listened to the previous podcast and then I had to put it on high volume and it was fine. I mean, but then when I go to another podcast from someone else, it's so much more louder that I have to reduce the volume. And I am a low budget podcaster who can't even start a podcast and keep it alive. So I'm trying to talk loudly now, even though it's sort of awkward when you're alone and you're trying to scream. I mean, I was sort of a loud talker or like whatever. But yeah, I thought I was generally loud, but clearly when I'm alone, I'm a different person. And also, for people who don't know, I had recorded so many podcasts, actually uploaded a few, got them down. There are so many that I've recorded, not recorded, by mistake not recorded, not on purpose. So I've basically done this so many times and just realizing that I'm a failure. I don't think I can do this podcast thing going in straight. Like, fucking all these famous people, I don't know why they have to do this podcast thing. Why, dude? Why? You're already famous. Just stop bringing me down. So just looking at all of them, I'm like, okay, I don't think I can even reach there, because see, at least they're famous and then people go to listen to them. What the hell? Why are you listening to this? I mean, why are you listening to this? I can't even talk. What's the point? Basically, starting this podcast, I was so enthusiastic. Like, okay, I'm a very interesting person. Oh my God, I need to document the things I say. But I'm slowly realizing that by planning or starting to do this, I'm slowly killing my own self-esteem. Because just listening back to this, I'm like, oh my God, my voice. Oh my God, the way I talk. Oh my God, my accent. Oh God, it's not even interesting. Oh my God, I have to edit this. Ugh. And the thing is, everybody, you see all these, I mean, not even famous people in general, how they are is, they upload something, they're very proud of it for a few months, and then they look back and they're like, oh my God, what was I thinking? Okay, that's normal people. I mean, that's how normal people react. And there's me. I record immediately the next moment. I'm like, oh my God, why was I like that? So you can understand the struggle. Normal people do something, feel proud, upload it, and then regret it later. Not regret exactly, cringe. Or are like, ugh, what was I thinking? I instantly think back, what was I thinking? So I don't even upload it. Can you guys see the paranoia here? And that's exactly why I call this the Paranoid Podcast. And clearly the same paranoia is not even letting me upload it. I mean, I hope, okay, this is my goal, that I just keep uploading till I forget what I've said. See, the last podcast, I can't, last to last podcast, I can't listen to it because there's this stupid strums in it. I don't even know how to play a guitar. I've put some random strum beats. It sounds so cringe. So now I can't listen to it and the audio sucks. And then I just realized how I talk when I talk to my friends. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't completely in the moment last time that we recorded. Because, you know, it's not easy being an ADHD kid. Okay, I'm not a kid anymore, but fuck, I would love to be one still. Yeah. So it's hard to be an ADHD kid and try to be like a host who's like listening to them and also making sure the audio is getting recorded and trying not to get in your head with the topic and what you're trying to say. It's so hard. And with me, there's this weird person standing at the door that connects my brain to my mouth. And that person is not doing a good job. And my brain also, I don't know, I don't even think I process half the shit I see and half the shit I say. It doesn't even make sense. Like, I get easily distracted. Right now I'm staring at the monitor and I'm totally getting distracted by everything I see. But the funniest part is multitasking is the only way I can concentrate also. Like right now, if I was just talking, I'd just like drift off. The fact that I'm looking at these things and I'm like doing something with my hand, etc., is the only way that I can keep talking. But yeah, It's horrible thinking that people will listen to me. I at least want to do this because I didn't imagine that I'll have this podcast at least on platforms like iTunes and Spotify. Apple, Spotify, etc. I mean, I've done so much that I've put these on there that I might as well just go ahead with it. So yeah, I hadn't done an introductory podcast because every time I record it, it just goes off the rail, or I'm just not happy with it. I just don't upload it. But yeah, I've made this effort of putting on a small setup with my low budget mic and everything. Might as well just record whatever comes to my head. But the thing is, I started out thinking it would be like a diary. Then I realized that it was way too intimate and I didn't want to talk about these things in the sense that the people who listen to it would be there because they're closely affecting my life. So I was like, is this the good thing for me or not? I was like, I didn't want it. I don't know. I don't like it when I talk something here because knowing me, I instantly regret what I say here. And I'm always changing, and what I say here is not going to stay the same. In the sense, what I think I say here or what I say that I think here won't be the same tomorrow. Not even the next hour. That's how fast my mind keeps changing. That's sort of a curse and a boon at the same time. Like, it's a boon when you want to just move on and forget about things. But it's a curse when you're so unsure about what you want to tell. Like, I'll just have an epiphany moment where I'm like, okay, I want to talk about this. I feel strongly about this topic. And then the next moment, I'm like, I don't know. So the thing is, with strong personalities, what they do is they have their one-sided opinions and they go strongly at it. They're like, I think coronavirus or whatever is very serious. You shouldn't go out. Everybody should listen. Everybody should stay home. I mean, they have one track opinions. And I envy people like that because I can never have one track opinion. I don't know. I like to think about all the other possibilities and all the other counter arguments to that. I already have a conflicting mind where I'm already arguing the topic, and I know the nuances between them, in the sense within the right and wrong. I know it's not completely right or completely wrong. So when I'm trying to give my opinion here, it's like I get completely lost in what I'm trying to say. So before I even record it, I already give up. But yeah, I'm trying to do this thing called podcast. And the other thing I realized after starting this podcast is that I thought I was a happy, extremely crazy, funny person. I mean, I am. But I realized when I'm alone, I'm a lot more calmer and a lot more in my head. And it just, I mean, I don't know if people are interested to listen to me just be sad or like mellow. I don't know how this podcast thing works when you start off doing it from the beginning. See, these stutters also that I do, I can't even take them when I'm listening back to it. I don't know, so much self-hatred. I mean, I'm trying to love myself, that's a whole other topic. But these words that I don't pronounce, everything, I'm noticing it and I'm like, oh my god, what am I? Why have I become this? Was I always like this? It's like a mirror, basically. So I'm trying not to get into my head. Because, I mean, I don't know anyone who started out as a podcaster and became huge. I mean, back in the day, maybe. As in, the people I listen to are people who are good at something else and they've made a name for themselves and they've started a podcast. So, the thing is, I sometimes think about it, the thing that wanted me to do this was different, but I don't know when it became into this thing where I want people to listen to it. I don't know. It's just so annoying. Yep, see, I'm always ranting here. I don't think I can make a podcast where it's going to be funny and happy if I'm alone. If I'm alone, I guess it'll always be like a mellow, serious, nostalgic, maybe self-reflection podcast. But yeah, please don't criticize me a lot. If you understand or relate to anything I'm trying to say, or it just calms you down maybe when you're listening to me. I'd appreciate that. Since anybody cannot contact me or give me feedback on these podcasts, so there's an Instagram page that I will be plugging it into this podcast soon. I'm going to start it today, like right now. Like, I've never been a social media person, in the sense I don't post a lot, I don't comment a lot. By now you already know that I regret things instantly. So I'm very impulsive also. So when I see something, I'm like, oh, I get an awesome reply or I feel like doing something, then I do something, then I instantly regret it, and I hate the feeling of regret. That's one thing I really, really hate. So I try not to do anything that'll make me regret. I don't know. That's exactly why I don't like interact with people on Instagram, post anything. Because as soon as I post something, I'm just going to be like, oh, why did I post it? And also, I can't make up my mind to post anything. Does anyone else feel like that? I'm so bad at talking. That's also another thing why I want to do this. At least I want to get better at talking and telling things in a single line or quickly. Put across my ideas fast. Because when I'm with people, I can pander around and I can tell them what I'm trying to say. But when I'm alone like this talking, that's when I'll really get to know. Because I'm not making a single person or like a particular person understand what I'm trying to tell, and it's going to be very general, it's going to be interesting, but I have no clue what to even talk about. The Dreams podcast was like a good idea, and I have more rants between me and Bruton, Kuro and all that coming up, but other than that, I don't know if I want to be a host, talk about other things or real things. I have no idea what to do for this podcast. Completely clueless. I'm also an architecture student. So it's my last fucking semester. I don't know how I lasted so long. It's actually interesting. So it's the last time I'll ever be making a portfolio and submitting to college. I should start. I don't know. I don't know what sort of disease I have, or I'm just, I don't know. I really need to get diagnosed by a psychiatrist. I really need to know what's wrong with me, because I have everything. But I do feel like, I don't know, I procrastinate. I am lazy. Sometimes I'm hyper. Sometimes I'm really sad. Sometimes I have zero motivation. I move on quickly. I have so many fucking issues. I don't know if it's a bone or a curse. Like, I don't know how it is to be normal, right? If there is a normal out there. Like, I've heard people with ADHD tell that the first time they took the pill is when they realized, oh my god, this is how normal people see things, or this is how normal people feel. I don't know if I'll also end up feeling like that and I'll know the difference then. But I'm, as of now, not that into taking medicine for my ADHD or whatever, ADD, whatever that is that I have. More so because if I once start relying on the pills, if I get off the pill, I might go off the rails. Like, I don't want to get to that place. So I don't want to start and just keep myself in control in this normal. I don't want to have to take that tablet or medicine for the rest of my life. Even though I really want to know how it feels like to be normal. But I don't know, still avoiding it. I mean, let's see. I have come across difficulties in work recently. I guess it's like, if I like something, I'll do it. So that's how I've put it so far. Maybe because I don't like it, that's exactly why it's more harder for me to do things. But in the future, if it actually affects my regular life and my relationships with others, I might have to maybe resort to taking some medicine. It's insane. Recently, I recorded one podcast. My God. So it just made me realize how much I've not changed in certain aspects. The way I am with people and the way I deal stressful situations. It was just interesting. It sort of made me sad in a way. I mean, I thought I grew a lot. I still have to grow a lot because I have a lot of those traits that I had back in 2015. So fucking 5 years. I mean, I've grown a lot. I've learned a lot, but there are some things behavioral patterns. My thoughts have changed. The way I assess or think, everything, all of that has changed. The way I talk has changed. But there are these patterns of how I react to situations that has definitely not changed. And that's something I really want to work on because I'm not proud of it. So I realized that I don't have to be completely different. I'm actually listening to other podcasts. I mean, I always listen to them, but recently I've started listening to it in the sense of how they start, they end and all that. Maybe trying to learn some stuff. I wish only random people listen to my podcasts because I don't like confrontation. I don't know. I'm an extrovert, but I don't like confrontation. I don't know. I'm so weird. So it's like, I hate to know that my friends have watched it. And I prefer they don't bring it up. When you see someone and you listen to them and you just, of course, you let them know that, oh, I listen to your podcast. And the moment they do that, I'll be like, oh, okay. I feel so much more vulnerable and damn weird when that happens. That's exactly one reason why I'm not trying to go around telling my friends on my personal Instagram account and all that. And hey, listen to me. I'm doing this podcast thingy. I want to do this till I'm comfortable. Clearly, I should have done more work because I've been planning to do this since fucking January. And it's 6 months in. And there's only 2 episodes which I'm clearly not happy about. This is going to be the 3rd one. But yeah, at least every day I want to do one. But then, my God, the routine. I'm so bad at it. See, even talking for 10 minutes, I got better at talking. Why can't I just keep doing this till I get better? And also when you listen to a lot of podcasts, you tend to think that's how it should be done. And that's the right way. And you tend to get influenced also. So it's so hard to create your own vibe. Because I listen to so many different podcasts that have different, what do they call? Way of doing it. Like there's where they have a conversation. There's one person that does it alone, or they talk about news. It's insane. It's not easy to be a normal person and just start a podcast. I mean, half of me is like, yeah, I'm just doing it for myself. I don't need to be good at it. Half of me is like, I'm doing it anyway. Might as well put some effort and make it easy for people to listen to. Like, what's the point of doing all this, taking so much effort and putting up the equipment and creating all these accounts and putting so much thought into what you want to do, and then finally just putting up bullshit? So there's this conflicting brain that I have. Paranoid podcast. I don't even welcome anyone. See, that also makes me cringe. What do I even say? How do I even welcome you guys? I don't even want to say you guys. See, so many problems I have with myself. How can I live? How can I live when you hate yourself so much and you're criticizing yourself for every single thing you say? Why? Uplift, bitch. Uplift. I'm actually proud of this picture. I mean, it didn't take me long, but I made the podcast display art. So proud, so proud. I always wanted to do something where I've done everything in that. Like if I imagine I make music, or imagine, okay, anyway, I'm a dancer. So let's say I'm a dancer. Imagine designing your own costume, choreographing your own music, and maybe even make your own music for the dance. I don't know, I've always been like, shit, that'll be so cool if I did that. Making your own music for your own dance. It's a little extreme, but damn. That's exactly why I like K-pop, in the sense. Maybe they don't make it themselves, but it's like music for only them and the only dance that they make for the music. I don't know, that's damn cool. Follow me on paranoid_podcast on Instagram. That's how I'll know if real people are listening to this. Fine, I made the account. I'll keep you updated with what shit happens. Damn, I don't know how to edit this. How long is this shit? God, it's 46 minutes. Okay, I'll go before I kill myself in the future. Bye bye. See you guys in the next podcast.